Valentine's Day, and every Wednesday we talk to our friend Susie Calabrese about all things with our home. She's our home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
Yeah, and maybe a lot of us are looking forward to spending a cozy night in today on Valentine's Day. So, Susie, you got any last-minute tips for us to make it extra special?
Absolutely. I love Valentine's Day. So whether you're a romantic like me or a skeptic who thinks it's just a Hallmark holiday, I've got some ideas for you to celebrate love at home with your loved ones. So let's dive into some last-minute heartfelt ways to make this evening special. I do have one caveat, though, because we aren't or haven't always been 100% tied to celebrating the day of, just because of work schedules or other commitments, but we've always made an effort to celebrate together in some way. So if you're celebrating this week or weekend, which is coming up so soon, any of these tips will apply to you. And restaurants are awesome. We love going to them. I actually will be celebrating at one this evening, but no one says that you need a fancy restaurant for a romantic evening. So you can plan a simple and delicious menu right at home. You could light some candles, set the mood with your favorite tunes. I feel like a lot of people kind of leave music out of at home when they eat at home, but like it really does make a big difference. And even if you're not much of a chef, just order in from your favorite restaurant. You can create a restaurant-worthy ambiance at home. It's really the effort that counts. Tip number two is put your love into words. There's something timeless about a handwritten note, and a thoughtful card goes a very long way with your significant others. You know, words have so much power to make someone else feel good. So there's still time to stop off at the store on the way home and pick out a card that speaks to your feelings. And if you don't have time for that, honestly, just find a piece of paper, draw some hearts on it, and write a heartfelt note. It's the words that matter the most. Right, Jenna? Like,
yeah.
Aren't you like, I would really appreciate that. Yeah. You know, just jot down what you love and appreciate about that special someone. And it could really mean more than flowers and chocolates. I know it does in our house. Add a touch of spontaneity is something, too, that I think could really surprise someone. So, you know, if you're at home tonight and you're just kind of like, we're stuck in and it's cozy, but like maybe an impromptu dance in the living room. Like if you're married out there, you throw on your wedding song or something like that, or you have a special song with your special someone. Maybe tomorrow morning you want to put a note before heading out into work because you kind of missed that boat this morning. You know, just, you know what puts a smile on your partner's face. So going the extra mile to make them feel truly cherished is really what it's all about. And my last tip is really anyone can enjoy their evening at home, even if they're alone. I've had plenty of Valentine's days where I was single. So I feel for people that kind of maybe are feeling that vibe and they don't, you know, have the time to get together with friends this evening or something like that. But create a cozy movie night. Like it's cold, there's snow, cuddle up. Get some popcorn, some hot cocoa, throw on Sleepless in Seattle or whatever floats your boat. there's so many good rom-coms, and just have a movie night. And if you're sharing that with somebody, it's honestly a really simple, intimate way to spend the evening together.
Yeah, that's really nice. And you were saying about the music. I totally agree on that. And I find that we have a record player and having the vinyl on, that makes it like a really neat experience when you're eating dinner. Because it feels like analog and you're like detached a little bit from, you know, all the technology.
That's very cool. Does it sound different than like playing your smart device?
Oh, yeah. I think it sounds 100% different. I think it sounds so much better.
Ooh, that's really cool. We are very big on the speaker for dinner time and throw on different playlists. So
nice.
Could appreciate a record player, too.
Perfect. Valentine's Day. We're talking on Wednesdays to our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
And there are so many ways to show love to our friends and our family. So, Susie, what other tips do you have for us about spreading love this season?
Absolutely. Yeah, we talked about some Valentine's Day tips earlier. But if Valentine's Day isn't your cup of tea, here's something else you can piggyback on. Random Acts of Kindness Day is coming up on February 17th, so that's just around the corner. And you could use this opportunity to spread love and positivity, not just in your relationship, but within the walls of your home to everybody and also your community. So here are some thoughtful ideas to incorporate based on wherever it is that you live. I know I love taking a trip down memory lane, so maybe you want to use that as an excuse to finally create that photo album or scrapbook with your family members, get out those ticket stubs and mementos, and kind of put together how your love has grown between you guys between the years, and also share the history in a beautiful way within your family. But here's a more digital way to do it. So if you've taken a trip and you kind of want to get together with somebody, you can put on your smart TV, you can broadcast, whether you have Apple TV or something else, you can, a Chromecast, you can do this too. you can stream right onto the television. So I know we do this in our family. Like, I want to show you my trip pictures of a recent trip that I took. You can go ahead and stream those while you have family members visiting or something while they're over at your house, or share with your neighbors. And I know we also recently did this. We watched our wedding vow video with our daughter.
Man. Oh, nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, my stepbrother had taken it. We didn't even have a videographer for our wedding. It was super low key. And he randomly sent this to me. And I was like, this is like 12 minutes of just amazingness, because I didn't have any video footage of the ceremony. And we wanted to show our daughter. And so we watched it together. And it's like just a simple thing we did at home together. But it just was so, so great. You know, if you want to kind of go outside of the walls of your house, you know, I have a tip for you. Prepare some treats for a neighbor. I feel like I talk about this a lot, but how many times do you actually do this? Maybe it's cookies, maybe it's warm soup or a little potted plant, and just put like a sweet note on it that expresses your appreciation for being, you know, if you're close with them, their presence in your life. If you're not close with them, maybe just, you know, how nice it is to be in on your street and in such a great neighborhood. Like, this can just strengthen the bonds within your community, and also teach our kids kind of the power of generosity and thinking of others, and including them in that too. And if you're looking for more of like a lighthearted, fun way to kind of spread kindness to one another, let's go back to like wholesome, just family night of like fun and laughter. Bring out those board games, become a kid again, make your own trivia night, have karaoke in the house, like whatever it is that you guys find really fun in your family or in your household. You know, it's really a wonderful way to spread joy within your home. And that creates a culture inside your house. So all of this is about, you know, random acts of kindness. We have to be intentional about being kind Valentine's Day, intentional about showing our love with each other. We are just constantly going, especially where we live in Connecticut. There's always somewhere to be. There's always work to be done. So amidst the chaos, just taking the time to show our appreciation and kindness can make a significant impact in our homes and in our lives.
Yeah, I love that last part, like just, you know, especially with kids or even just with your significant other, like having a dance party, doing games, like that's great. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good way to create some core memories too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Super simple, and, you know, they're free, guys, if you have them at home already.
Well, thank you so much, Susie. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope everyone out there has a special day today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.